The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
I'm joined by John Finucane, Sinn Féin MP for North Belfast, and Adam Bolton, Sky News journalist and broadcaster. And we're going to be looking at that Brit identity card, as it is being referred to. This is the digital ID card intended to be rolled out across Britain. Already resistance in Scotland and significant broad consensus about the resistance in Northern Ireland. Before we get to that, though, Adam, the NECAP trial, which was much anticipated and had received vast amounts of publicity, came to a conclusion yesterday, not with a bang, but with a whimper. Is it a victory if it is a technicality?
Well, I think there is a question about using a sledgehammer to crack a nut to a certain extent. And it was seen that perhaps charging NECAP with terror-related offences was going a bit far in spite of their clear political views. So, you know, on balance, it's an embarrassment for the prosecuting authorities here because having made that decision to prosecute, they appear to have not processed it in the correct way, so that NECAP got off on a technicality, which technically means they're not guilty.
It is sort of, I would have thought, prosecuting 101, that you manage to get your stuff filed on time, and if you haven't, you notice it before the judge flings it out the door.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're a professional prosecution service, the Crown Prosecution Service, and they should get these things right. Although it has to be said that anyone who's ever reported in a court knows that very often before the trial gets underway, there are quite considerable legal arguments and mistakes can be made.
Well, let us move then to the main issue we wanted to discuss with you, which is the digital ID card. Now, this is a notion wherein there would be a digital ID that would allow employers to confirm whether or not a potential employee is eligible to work in the UK. At face value, it doesn't seem to be that egregious a step. It is receiving fairly significant opposition. Why?
Well, it has to be said, it's got off to a very problematic launch. I think there are a number of reasons for that. The first is that there are practical reasons for having an ID card, particularly in the digital age with a lot of people having a lot of information on their phones and elsewhere. And it's quite clear from opinion polls that on that point, public opinion has shifted and seems to be in favour. And that, I think, is one of the reasons why the government has moved forward with this proposal. And of course, it was one that was attempted by Tony Blair 20 years ago. And the Tony Blair Institute has been arguing that this is an important measure, the only way really of controlling illegal migration and migrants working, joining the workforce. Now, the problem is that, first of all, this has been presented as a clampdown on migrants, and that therefore raises the hackles of civil libertarians who say that we're moving towards an economy where people will be have their papers demanded by the police and the authorities on the street. The government says that won't happen. But there's also been a subsidiary issue, which of course is very pertinent to the North, which is that this has been referred to in slang terms as a Brit card, and the identity of Britain and whether people identify as British or rather Northern Irish and or Irish or Scottish or Welsh or whatever has become an issue. And I think one of the things the government will have to do if it wants to proceed with this is to get us calling it something else, first of all, such as, I don't know, an official ID card or a digital ID card, but certainly Brit card, I think, stirs up all sorts of issues. And just finally, the government, as you know, the Labour Party, is struggling at the moment, and this has become a party political issue. So all the other parties, ranging from Nigel Farage's Reform UK to Jeremy Corbyn, to the Liberal Democrats and also the Conservatives, have all said that they oppose this scheme as planned. So it means it's going to be very much an uphill fight for what is an unpopular government at the moment.
Well, you mentioned the issues in Northern Ireland. It is very unusual in policy terms to have created such broad consensus, because not only do the parties representing republicanism object to it, but all of the main Northern Ireland parties, Sinn Féin, DUP, Alliance, SDLP and UUP, are against the notion. John Finucane is with us, Sinn Féin MP for North Belfast. John, the particular offence this causes to people in Northern Ireland is what?
Good morning, Anton. Yes, it's been described as a fairly ludicrous idea, and I think that's fair. As you've outlined, it has received unanimous, it appears, political opposition. All the parties represented in the executive in the North are against this, albeit for different reasons. But I think for me, what strikes me is that this is an announcement that clearly has an impact on the Good Friday Agreement and has been announced without any consultation or advance notice whatsoever, not just to the North's devolved institution, but also to the Irish government. I see that it's been rejected by the Scottish devolved administration as well. And the idea that a British identity can be imposed on people in the North goes to the heart of the Good Friday Agreement, where Irish identity is protected and enshrined. And I think even when we look at the statistics at the minute, I think that Irish passport applications outstrip applications for British passports. The Irish identity is strong, it's thriving in the North. And for a British government to quite casually announce this within the past couple of days, I think smacks once again of the North being an afterthought in John, the minds at Westminster.
I don't mean to be dismissive, but to some extent, is it an overblowing of a semantic matter? Is it enough for them to simply say, well, okay, the card can say that you are Northern Irish or Scottish or Welsh, that it is an issue of language rather than an issue of broader policy?
No, well, I think firstly, I'm still not quite clear what problem this card is designed to solve. I think we must look at the timing of this announcement. It's an announcement by the Labour Prime Minister in advance of the Labour Party conference. To me, it smacks of English internal political difficulties, and we have been a victim of British politics for quite some time, but certainly in the aftermath of Brexit, the North has at times been collateral damage, and that's not something that we can accept. So to casually announce something that I think is designed to meet an internal English political difficulty that would have a major impact on people in the North is not the way to go about politics, and this Labour government should know much better.
And when you say the major impact on people in the North, is it that the national community would have to be digitally identified as being British that is so offensive, or the prospect, as Adam has outlined, that some believe that this might end up with papers being demanded on the street?
I think it's both, and I think it even extends beyond that. There's been concerns, I think, justifiably raised around the information that would be stored, how that would be protected. I think people are rightly concerned in this day and age around the protection of their data, of their information. But I think for me, and certainly the reaction that I've had from people over the past 48 hours since this was announced, is quite clearly that they would not accept a British identity being imposed upon them. And I think that's, I think that's a very fair position to have, as well as something that is enshrined and protected as a result of the Good Friday Agreement.
Now, Adam, you outlined that this has been attempted as far back as the Blair administration. That goes to what John is asking about. What problem does this solve? Because presumably employers have a capacity to establish whether or not somebody can legitimately work in the UK as we stand today. So what's the game here?
Well, I think the argument would be that it would be simpler if everyone had a card showing that they're registered, so that employers, before they take someone on, would ask to see the card, and there would be an obligation on them to do that, so that they would be able to identify people who weren't qualified to work or indeed to have access to the benefit system. And therefore, the argument is that that would identify people who shouldn't be in the workforce who currently are. I think, what you've just been saying to Mr. Finucane just underlines the problem that, given the changes in digital technology, I mean, at one level, this is just a proposal that it'd be a digital item, like a driving license that people would just have for practical convenience. But it has got caught up into much wider issues about identity. As I say, this word Brit that's got attached to it is clearly a provocation. But we are talking at a time when there's a great deal of debate about people putting up flags about British identity and English identity and patriotism. And Labour is unhappily really trying to straddle that issue, so that we've got Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, talking about patriotism. This has sort of got muddled up with that idea of asserting a national identity, and that is something which is provocative to many people in society. And you know, that what Keir Starmer had going for him over Tony Blair, he did actually get this through Parliament, but it was then dropped by the coalition government, the Conservative Liberal Democrat government at the end of Labour's term in 2010. What he had going for him was the technological change, that most people have a smartphone, most people are using their smartphones for transactions and various things. Therefore, it seemed logical to have a digital identity. But what he's got going against him as Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, now is that Tony Blair's was a confident, popular government capable of making an argument, and even it failed. Whereas I don't think anyone would describe the current British government in those terms.
Well, can I ask you on that finally, Adam? There's a scene in The Simpsons where Sideshow Bob spends an afternoon standing on rakes, and it seems similar to the experience that Keir Starmer is having as Prime Minister. Culture war issues, economic issues, migration issues, that sense that momentum matters in politics, is it a lost cause for Starmer?
There are certainly people who are saying they see it very difficult to see how this government would recover and win the next election. And of course, as everyone is aware now, Reform UK are well ahead in opinion polls, although it's complicated in a multi-party system, quite who might emerge. The latest MRP points to Reform being the largest party, but not quite having a majority and needing support from the Conservatives. But a lot of people within the Labour Party, and this is where you get into this discussion about, you know, would Andy Burnham be a better leader, just feel that 1 year in, to be this unpopular shows that there is something wrong at the very top of the party. And some people are very sceptical as to whether, as you say, this Keir Starmer government can regain sufficient momentum.
Adam, thank you very much. That's Adam Bolton, of course, a veteran journalist and analyst in the UK. And thanks to John Finucane and Sinn Féin MP for North Belfast.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.